Concours écrit COM 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 15. It was worth every penny. Far from suffering an Olympic hangover, Britons are closing 2012 in a mood of fond nostalgia for the London Games, according to a Guardian ICM poll. By an emphatic 4-1 margin, the public said the Games were worth the expense, and there are signs that the resulting feel-good factor has rallied spirits more widely in the year of a double-dip slump. Even after being reminded of the £9 billion price tag, 78% of voters said the Olympics did a valuable job in cheering up a country in hard times, as compared with just 20% who looked back on them as a costly and dangerous distraction. The Paralympics may have helped to cement this majority. For all the pre-games controversy about the public money involved, the strong retrospective support is reflected remarkably closely across the range of demographic groups and the political spectrum. 79% of men say the games were well worth the cost, as do 77% of women. In every age bracket, more than 3/4 of people take the same view. A similarly crushing margin in favour of London 2012 is found in every social class, and more strikingly, across every region. Some had feared that the games would be heavily concentrated in the capital and its hinterland, but in fact, 79% support in the south is closely matched by 80%, 74% and 77% respectively in the Midlands, the North and in Wales. The Olympics themselves took up little more than 2 weeks in a year, which has also witnessed volatile weather, the Diamond Jubilee and the first double-dip recession since the 1970s. Asked to reflect on 2012 as a whole, 49% of respondents said the year has made Britain a better place to live, suggesting a positive public take on the Olympics is colouring wider perceptions of the year. But if London 2012 has left a feel-good legacy, it is not one which any politician, and particularly not the coalition, is finding easy to cash in. David Cameron will be dismayed to learn that his Conservative Party remains 8 points behind Labour for the third month in a row. Compared with last month, all the main parties stand still, with Labour on 40%, the Tories on 32% and the Liberal Democrats on 13%. UKIP retains the record 7% it achieved last month. Disdain for the political mainstream comes into sharper relief when voters are asked to award a grade for work taken in the last year alone. No senior politician chalks up a better average grade than C- awarded to both Cameron and Ed Miliband. The one figure to do much better is the Queen, who comes in with a solid B+. The feel-good mood of the Olympic year may have smoothed some rough edges off the psychology of the double-dip recession. After a year whose politics were dominated by a controversial budget, which cut top income tax rates for the rich, the one more emphatically pessimistic expectation relates to economic division. By a 2-1 margin of 60% to 30%, voters expect Britain to become more divided rather than less divided during 2013.